Tonight, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly will consider the contract for a timber sale near Trapper Creek. Contracts of this nature often pass through with little or no comment, but this time there has been considerable discussion due to the history of the lease site and the process by which the contract was made. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
The Cheejit Creek timber sale has a complicated history. At its next meeting, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly will decide whether to award another five-year contract for logging in the area to Charles Nash. He has held previous contracts on the same land, and a dispute between Nash and the borough ended up in a court settlement in 2008. The sale is off Oil Well Road in Trapper Creek. In total, 15,000 acres of trees are available for logging in the contract. The logs would be trucked down Oil Well and Petersville Roads before heading south to Port McKenzie and ultimately to China. Assemblymember Randall Kowalki, who says he's 100% in favor of the contract, believes the accompanying lease at the port will help shore up what have been shaky finances. It's estimated that Port McKenzie would bring in over $900,000 as a result of the contract.
Finally, the property taxpayers are going to have some relief from the borough's port rather than going the other way around.
Assemblymember Jim Sykes is opposed to the contract as is, particularly with the way the process is being done. He prefers the borough open up Cheejit Creek to the normal bidding process as opposed to a negotiated deal.
This contract, which since it's being proposed exclusively to one entity, sort of makes it look like a sweetheart deal.
Sykes contends that it would take the same amount of time to go through the normal bidding process that fulfilling the requirements of this contract will. Sykes is also not happy that the contract skirts the borough's resource management rules set out in code. He says this sets a precedent for not abiding by those rules in the future.
It really becomes the law. It throws out the code. And I don't think we should be doing that.
Randall Kowalki says this contract is not a sweetheart deal, and if it had been completed earlier, could have been handled administratively without the assembly taking a vote. That's because Charles Nash, until this past weekend, had an active timber sale contract for the area. Kowalki says while there have been no threats of legal action, opening the sale to bids now, after months of negotiation, could be inviting another lawsuit.
I would be seeking legal counsel if you courted me all the way up to the deadline and then told me, oh, okay, it's expired. We need to start over and you need to bid for this.
Randall Kowalki believes that possibility, along with the continued march of spruce beetles in the area, make logging the Cheejit Creek area a time-sensitive issue.
This area that we're involved in is kind of the epicenter of the spruce kill, and it's growing exponentially. Needs to be cleaned up. The birch in these forests are mature or over-mature.
Jim Sykes says the beetles are not a reason to rush ahead, citing a presentation made to the assembly by the Alaska Division of Forestry.
We should not cut beetle-infested trees from now through July, because cutting them now will only make them fly more than they would if we left them standing. So we have time to go through an entire bid process.
Randall Kowalki, Jim Sykes, and their five colleagues are scheduled to make a decision on the contract at Tuesday night's meeting at 6 p.m. in the Borough Assembly Chambers in Palmer. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.